Good morning. Today's scripture reading is from Matthew 13, verses 1 through 9 and 18 to 23. Jesus taught us by using parables. In the first part of the scripture, he gives us a parable, and then in the second part, he explains the meaning to us. That same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat beside the sea. Such great crowds gathered around him, and he got into a boat and sat there, while the whole crowd stood on the beach, and he told them many things in parables, saying, "Listen, a sower went out to sow, and as he sowed, some seeds fell on a path, and the birds came and ate them up. Other seeds fell on rocky ground, where they did not have much soil, and they sprang up quickly, since they had no depth of soil. But when the sun rose, they were scorched, and since they had no root, they withered away. Other seeds fell among thorns, and the thorns grew and choked them. Other seeds fell on good soil and brought forth grain, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. If you have ears, hear." And then he explains. "Hear then the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what is sown in the heart. This is what was sown on the path. As for what was sown on rocky ground, this is the one who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. Yet such a person has no root, but endures only for a while. And when trouble or persecution arises on account of the world, that person immediately falls away. As for what was sown among the thorns, this is the one who hears the word, but the cares of the age and the lure of the world choke the word, and it yields nothing. But as for what was sown on good soil, this is the one who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit and yields in one case 100-fold, in another 60, in another 30.
You were coming, so I don't even have to invite you anymore. Good morning. It's always good to see you guys. So, you know, I probably have figured out I like to tell stories. And, you know, Jesus did too, because sometimes hearing stories helps us understand things better, right? You remember those beautiful flowers that you guys gave me at the end of Children's Choir? Well, I wanted to show you what they look like now. Not that. Do they look bigger? Yeah, they've grown a lot since June. It's only been a month and they're really much bigger. And can you guess why they've grown bigger and why they still look so beautiful?
Water and sunlight and soil.
Yeah, because it's been getting rained on. These, I have a beautiful planter here. You can't see this picture, but there's flowers and beautiful plants in this, and they've continued to grow, and the flowers continue to bloom, and they just look beautiful sitting out in front of my house. Now, that's really good growing things, and it's got the sunlight and the rainwater and the soil and everything that's helping it grow. But then I have something else in this bag. I have this huge tree in my front yard, and it's one of those trees that sends down the little whirligigs, the, you know, the sticky part that you can put on your nose and all that. Well, those are actually seeds for that tree. It sends down so many of those that sometimes I wish it didn't have those seeds at all, because they end up all over my lawn. They end up on my sidewalk. They end up in my flower beds. And I brought some of them to show you today. Those are what they look like now. Do they look like they're doing anything? No, they look kind of dead, right? Well, these are the ones that fell on the sidewalk. So they didn't really have a chance to, they were nice and green when they came down out of the tree, but they're sort of dead looking now because they didn't have any soil to grow in, or they had a lot of the rainwater, but none of that other stuff they needed, right? And then there's one other little thing in here. Well, anyway, there's some that land in my garden, and they start to grow little trees. But then I have to take them out because I don't want big trees growing in my flower garden, right? So they're not getting the things they need to grow into the big, strong trees either. But some of them, like if we were in a forest and that same tree was dropping those seeds, do you think those would grow into being big trees? Yeah, because there they have the soil and everything else they need to grow. That's the same thing that Jesus was telling us in this story that Mrs. Jewell read this morning, right? So sometimes when things land in a place where they can be fed and watered and get all the things they need to grow, they can grow up to be fruitful, living, beautiful things, right? So why do you think Jesus was talking about things growing like that and having all the things they need to grow up and be strong?
Also grow up and be strong.
Mm-hmm. And what in particular was Jesus talking about? Mm-hmm. Yeah, our hearts and our faith, right? Because all those things need the same kinds of things. I mean, we don't need to be sitting in dirt and things like that. But what kinds of things do we need to help our faith grow?
Air, water, food, and like kindness.
And how can we help our belief in Jesus grow?
Coming to church and reading the Bible.
And Carolyn, do you have
sharing love.
Good answer. So they thought that maybe coming to church and reading the Bible, but also sharing our love with other people would be good things to help our faith grow. I think those are great ideas too. So let's pray for some help with that, and then we'll say our Lord's Prayer. Thank you, God, for bringing us together today, for giving us a chance to talk about you and your love for us, and giving us a chance to share that love with other people. Thank you also for giving us the prayer that you taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom,
and the power, and the glory.
Amen.